Maybe it's because you couldn't see it that one of the biggest environmental disasters since the BP oil spill in 2010 generated few headlines. A leak erupted east of Los Angeles in October and sent a plume of methane gas 1,000 feet high for almost 4 months until it was capped earlier this month. Its effect on the atmosphere has been compared to burning nearly 1 billion gallons of gasoline. Methane is a major contributor to global warming, and it's the main component of natural gas, which means it's likely to play a big role in New England's future. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri takes a look at the methane leaks in Massachusetts and their consequences.
To be sure, what's happening in Massachusetts is minuscule compared to what happened in Aliso Canyon east of L.A. That was a blowout in a high-pressure underground storage field. And there's nothing like that here. Yet you might be in for a surprise were you to drive down Route 9 in Wellesley in a van Bob Ackley calls Ghostbuster.
The gas company's working right up ahead of us right now, repairing a leak. They've been here for days.
That's Ackley. He calls his company Gas Safety USA, and he's driving his van over an underground gas line that runs all the way into Boston. Equipment at the front of his van collects air close to the pavement and streams it into sophisticated high-precision analyzers that detect and map methane leaks on GPS.
That's your alarm.
Yeah, that's telling me I got a leak, and you can smell the gas, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're up to 2.5 again, up to 3.
3, 4.
4 parts per million. Yeah, see how it rescaled?
4.5 parts per million. Double the normal background level of methane. Close to Wellesley Center, we pick up a reading of 10 parts per million, which is 5 times the normal background level. Ackley, a former gas company investigator, says Route 9 leaks are routine. He's been driving over them for 30 years. He points to a roadway tattooed with signs of previous leaks.
So see, we have some patches here. This is where repairs were made, and they're 12 to 24 feet across. You can see continual drill holes.
Take a look next time you drive Route 9, Brookline to Wellesley. You can't miss them.
Patch. 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 Patch.
Drill holes in the pavement are the telltale sign of the search to pinpoint the leaks before the repair.
Drill holes. Drill holes. Drill holes. This is under brand new paving. Drill holes. Well, what it indicates is that every one of these was a leak. What's happening is we're paving over streets, and then we're digging them up.
The detectors sing full-throated the presence of methane, mostly in small leaks, most of them posing no danger to humans or property, all of them unseen, but strikingly common, wasteful, and damaging to the environment.
It's leaking all the way down here, as you'll see.
And all the way into Boston. We're back in 2012. Ackley and Boston University professor Nathan Phillips traveled all the city's roads and mapped 3,356 methane leaks in the city's gas mains.
And we know in the towns and suburbs around Boston, and in fact throughout the entire eastern seaboard, this is a problem.
A problem that amounted to the direct loss into the atmosphere of 3% of all the natural gas consumed in 2012. That's according to Phillips and his colleagues at Harvard, Duke, and Stanford universities. If anything, that number's conservative, Phillips says. And if you think 3% is small, think again, he adds.
Methane on a mass per mass basis is many times more powerful than carbon dioxide is. It traps heat more efficiently and creates that blanketing effect over the Earth's atmosphere and holds the heat in.
Over a 20-year span, methane is 87 times more damaging to the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. So even small leaks are insidious.
But if it's leaked, it's like CO2 on steroids.
So the effect of the 3% gets magnified. According to Phillips' estimate, methane leaked from gas lines accounts for 10% of all greenhouse gases emitted in Massachusetts. Numbers like that challenge the reputation of natural gas as a clean fuel. But the industry takes exception to those numbers. Tom Kiley of the Northeast Gas Association says methane leaks from gas mains are insubstantial.
We've seen a significant improvement throughout the natural gas system in the Commonwealth of the amount of methane escaping from our system.
Kylie cites state reports that methane accounts for a little more than 1% of all greenhouse gases in Massachusetts, not for 10%. He credits the modernization of an old system of cast iron and bare steel pipes.
As this aging infrastructure is replaced with new pipe, with plastic pipe, it does result in less leaks, and that is commensurate with the amount of reduced emissions that we're seeing throughout the Commonwealth on the natural gas system.
But both Nathan Phillips and Bob Ackley point out that they reached their numbers by actual measurements, which brings us back to the methane blowout in California, where Ackley and Phillips monitored the mega leak.
The scale of this thing is nuts.
The scale of this thing is nuts, said Rachel Maddow of MSNBC during the catastrophe.
State air quality regulators estimate the leak is releasing so much methane per hour that this one leak basically accounts for 25% of all the daily greenhouse gas emissions in the entire state of California.
The effect is huge, but consider the accumulated effect of so many small gas leaks across Massachusetts, each insignificant compared to California's. And the cumulative threat may be as invisible as the methane itself. In biology, it's known as destruction by insignificant increments. Elsewhere, it's called death by a thousand cuts. Every leak takes its toll. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.